Hello, everybody. Sean Thomas here, School Promotions Manager. I'm here with another Assistant Principals podcast. On this occasion, I have the pleasure of chatting with Mrs. Kate Higgins, who is our AP in charge of Aboriginal Education. So, Kate, perhaps you could start by introducing yourself and just explaining your role here at Port Lincoln High School.
I coordinate the three programs available to the Aboriginal students at Port Lincoln High School, plus a Certificate 3 in Conservation Land Management. We have a total enrolment of 112 Aboriginal students at our school, and with my team of an Aboriginal education teacher, Kesby Turner, and two Aceto staff, Nicole Carter and Chantelle Pickett, we work with our Aboriginal students to ensure their well-being and their attendance and retention at Port Lincoln High School, with the ultimate goal of them achieving, say, Stage 2.
Okay, now Kate, you mentioned you are looking after three main programs. Are you able to run through each of those quickly in turn, starting with the Clontarf Academy?
Yep, the Clontarf Academy is a wraparound support just for boys in resiliency and attendance. Their main aim is retention also, and in engagement, and they do this through lunches and barbecues and parent and community engagement, as well as camps. In the upcoming weeks, they have two big day outs to run from year 8 to 12.
And now Clontarf is a recent program. The second one is also a fairly recent addition to our school, the Workabout program.
The Workabout program is managed by Jolene Miller, and Port Lincoln High School facilitates Workabout to offer employment pathways and training for future employment.
And then the third and final one is the SASTA Academy.
So SASTA is the South Australian Aboriginal Sports Academy, which is managed by Boyd West. And in SASTA, students carry out sports programs, but they also carry out SACE subjects, in particular a Certificate 3 in Childcare and Health Industry. Next week, the Year 11 and 12s are attending their Cert 3 TAFE studies in Adelaide.
Now, you mentioned some of the staff that are supporting you in each of these programs. Have you got any other information about the personnel working with our Aboriginal students?
Kesby Turner is currently our Aboriginal education teacher, and she has been working with students through their traffic light reports, identifying areas where additional support may be needed. So as parents and families, please take the time to look into the sector, engage and discuss your child's traffic light report with them.
Okay, have you got some information about any upcoming events that families might need to know about?
The Clontarf Academy has a family barbecue being held tonight from 5 p.m. at school, up near the Clontarf room. That students are aware of the location of that. The families can contact the school if they require a pickup. Matthew Stokes, a director here, is willing to come around and make sure that families can attend at 5 o'clock. They have a big day out, as I said previously, coming up in the next few weeks on a Friday. And in term two, there's a Girls on Country camp occurring through Susie Betts' company, and she is offering the girls an opportunity to attend a camp near Streaky Bay to provide them some support with their learning and with their own lives. We plan to run similar camps and workshops throughout the year to further support the girls.
Thank you, Kate. Now, it's traditional with our podcast recordings to finish off with a gag. Have you got one for us?
Yes, we have. Okay. A blonde was watching the news and hears that two Brazilian men died in a car crash. She cried, "Oh my gosh, how many is a Brazilian?"
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.